The justices appear split. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Supreme Court is considering how much protection presidents have from criminal prosecutions in a major challenge by former President Trump.
What acts done by a president are part of the job or private? That question was key as justices consider an immunity claim by former President Trump.
If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon?
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson weighing that worry against concerns raised by Justice Brett Kavanaugh of potential political prosecutions.
It's going to cycle back and be used against the current president or the next president.
In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former President Trump was not at the hearing. He was at his hush money trial in New York City, where testimony continues Friday. A memorial service at National Cathedral in Washington drew a large crowd Thursday to honor the 7 World Central Kitchen workers killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Celebrity chef and founder Jose Andres.
They were the best of humanity. Their example should inspire us to do better.
Israel claimed responsibility for the tragic event, but Chef Andres says there's no excuse for the killings. This as anti-Israel protests hit more colleges.
One of the worst was Emory University in Atlanta. In the early morning, some demonstrators came onto campus. They were removed using tear gas, tasers, and even some rubber bullets. Some screamed as they were carried out. Emory officials were quick to say that these protesters were not part of the campus community. They were not Emory students. They said almost all of them were outside agitators coming on to cause trouble and what Emory said, criminal behavior they were carrying out.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New York becomes the first state to enact a law making it illegal to sell weight loss supplements to minors.
The law, now in effect, takes into consideration the lack of regulation of such supplements. The Federal Food and Drug Administration does watch over the market, but does not test the products. Any business that sells the supplements to kids that claims to build muscle and burn fat will be fined by the state. Protein shakes and supplements are allowed as long as they don't have other prohibited ingredients. New York State is the first to do this, but Massachusetts is considering similar action. Colorado stops selling diet pills to minors in July. In New York, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
First quarter economic growth slowed more than expected as inflation kept a lid on consumer spending.
Economic growth was weaker than expected at the start of the year. The gross domestic product for the first quarter rose just 1.6%. Economists were predicting 2.4% growth on an annual basis. The GDP for the end of last year came in at 3.4%. At the same time, the job market appears to be holding up. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week came in at 207,000, down 5,000 from the week before. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, declined to 1.78 million. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And stocks slid over concerns about high inflation's drag on the economy. The Dow dropped 375 points. The first round of the NFL draft was all about the quarterbacks.
In what has been known for months, the Bears took Caleb Williams out of USC with the first pick. The Commanders then selected Jaden Daniels from LSU, and the Patriots went with Drake May from North Carolina.
Fox's Joe Morgan. And U.S. crude oil futures higher at this hour, $83.88 a barrel. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.